Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Giovanna, Eileen. Hey,
good
David.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Fran. Hello, Mary.
Good
Welcome
morning,
everybody. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Alex and Sandra. Good morning, Laura. Keshi Gellick is here.
Please have a seat. Good morning, Kamala.
Morning.
Kelsang. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Fran. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, David. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Lini. Lini Doyle, Dolis. Good morning, Alisa. Good morning, children. Thank you very much for translating me. Good morning, Venerable Tudenshuki. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Fernanda, Marcelo. Good morning, Hamid Patti. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Venerable Tindiram. Thank you very much for the book for the Tidamanitara. Thank you very much. Oh, good morning, Susie. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Karen, David. Does it delay, Alexandra? Anyone watching on YouTube, good morning. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we're late.
Let's start with the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Heyata mune Maha Munaye Soha Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha.
Now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Say the mantra seven times. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Heyata om bekanze bekanze
Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha
Okay, now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the two mantras. The first one for Chanrasig, Buddha of Great Compassion. A little bit larger. First, the verse of prayer. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezu, all seeing on I prostrate. You say this 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the mantra for and verse of praise for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Sutare liberates from all fears.
to be liberated from all sickness. I prostrate to the Liberator Mother Tara. I'll say this seven times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, now the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. Led by Geshe Gyalak. A little bit smaller. So you can see our translations.
Sanje Sanjaya Sura Rado Shishin Divinji Jumbo Dita Shishin Tambi Shishin Divinji Namo Laya Gata Luta Nishinga Jumbo Tata Nishin Gata Tata Dua Hongi Tata Nishin Tamsi Keto Dage Chute Ndo Kange Tuse Nyesu Nitawa Tambi Mame Tambi Shishin Dese Bongo Tamde Ndo Chonsi Aya So I think last time there were some questions, Thomas.
Yes. One of the questions is, what is the purpose of analyzing I? Why do we do it? If the conclusion is that we can't find I, what do we do with that? I'm sorry, and Geshe-la, and there's more. It says, I'm curious as if Geshe-la is saying either or both and. Is there either no I or is there both? Oops, sorry. Both I and no I.
Look, that sounds like there's two parts of the questions.
Two parts of the questions. One part is, what is the purpose of analyzing I? And if we can't find I, what do we do with it? And then the question is also, is there both an I and no I, or is there either an I or there is no I?
First of all, what's the purpose of analyzing I? Everything, all the problems, all the pleasure problems, complications, difficulties, because of I. So we all, including myself, right from the beginning, we all become attached to I. So I think it's good to have some clue what that I is, to have some clue what that I is, how that I exists. Otherwise, you know, maybe you're becoming clinging so tightly on something that doesn't exist at all. So that's the purpose of analyzing self. So make sure that self, that your understanding of self is, you know, 100% correct. It's not like everything builds on that notion of self. Everything builds on that. So it's important to analyze. So, for example, in the early morning, if you see the piece of rope outside of your house, corner of your house, not much light outside, it's kind of like dark, not much light, and the very rope is like kind of like it's coiled like snake. It's, you know, like, so then you think there's a snake. You think there's a snake, so then you see that piece of rope as a snake. Not just that, then you believe in that as a snake. So then it starts to move, then it starts to kind of like, you also see the tongue sticking out. All of that is exaggerated by your own mind. Of course, due to the conditions, the rope is like coiled like snake. There's not much light out there. It's not just you. There's many conditions that contribute you to see that piece of rubbish snake. So then all kinds of emotions rise, you know, fear, anxiety, all kinds of stress. Wouldn't it be better if you find out the truth, or you just go along with that idea, seeing snake, not just that, believing that? So that's harder to eliminate anxiety, fear, all the stress that generated based on that rope. So only way you can eliminate those emotional feelings is to find out whether there's a piece of rope, snake or not. It requires some, how you say in America, it requires some gut to do. That's how you say. Is that true? That's how you say? It requires some gut to do.
Yes, well, that's correct.
So then once you find out there's a piece of rope, then it's become like kind of like a joke. Everything that you believe in that is not there. Everything that you see is not there. Everything that you believe in what you see is not there. It's just a piece of rope. And all the fear and anxiety, you know, just go away. Similarly here, everything, there's so much stress, anxiety, fear is built on notion of self. So it's very important to find out what kind of self. What kind of self? Then, you know, like, second part, if you don't find, when you analyze what I should do, there's nothing to do. Nothing to do. No, there's nothing to do. Because you went through inside out, all part of your body, the consciousness, everything analyzed. That's exactly how the meditation on emptiness has been done. So in the including the Lama Antichen, Lama Tsongkhapa, all of them, that's how they did meditation on that. So very important to find out, to follow the footsteps of, you know, this meditation did produce some results. It's been tested by a great master. So, maybe that's the only way to destroy the root of all our problems that we are facing, all kinds of problems, you know, like probably modern days. In modern times, there are more problems, you know, problems related to the Facebook, problems related to the Instagram, problem that related to Twitters, how many like, how many dislike, all of that. Many, many extra problems. Top of the problem that, general problem of the samsara, top of that, modern 21st century, there are many expectations for something, expecting like how many people are going to like, how many people are going to dislike. You know, just unruly beings are everywhere, so you don't just get all the likes, sometimes you get dislikes, that's how you react, all kinds of moral problems. The expectations, the ego, the self-grasping mind, ego. So when you analyze that, you are not going to find anything. What do you do? Do nothing. What do you do? As I already mentioned many times, maybe you are finding the best. Because you are not finding anything, maybe you are finding the best. Maybe you are finding the best. You understand? Because you are not finding anything. Maybe you are finding the best. Maybe you are not seeing anything. Maybe you are seeing the best because you are not seeing anything. This is not my word. This is like what has been already said in the teachings, great master. Maybe you are not looking at anything. Maybe look, you are looking at the best. You are looking at the best thing because you are not looking at anything. Does that make sense? Does it make sense? Because you are not finding anything, because you don't have to do anything, because you are finding the best thing. It's not like you are not finding anything, doesn't mean you are not finding nothing, you are finding the best thing. You should be, you should pause there, enjoy. if you think, okay, I don't exist, then touch your ear, pinch a little bit, touch your, maybe pull your hair a little bit. If there's pain, then you are still there, don't need to worry, you are still there. If you think that you don't exist, if you like, yeah, this is not normal meditations that you have never done before. You may feel that you don't exist. Then, of course, touch something, then see that you know that you still exist. So no need to worry. Then take care of the fear that you don't exist. Then take care of that. You still know you are there. If you are not there, you cannot touch your nose. So if you can't touch your nose, that means you are there. Not finding anything, nothing to worry. As I said, there's only risk. If you think, oh, I don't exist, so then what do you do? No, that's contact somewhere. So then you take care of that, then you exist. Otherwise, nothing to worry. That's the only thing to worry about. No? Otherwise, there's nothing to worry. What do you do? You do nothing. Okay? According to Chandrakirti, Madhyamaka avatar tracks entry into middleware composed by Chandrakirti, Nagarjuna's disciples. So we need to follow the instructions if we want to have any experience of shunyata, emptiness. We need to follow Chandrakirti tracks. Lama Adisha suggests many masters, you know, if anybody wants to have experience of the shunyata, the best text to read is Chandrakirti's Intro into the Middle Way. That's the best text to read. So root out all the problems of the samsara. Because Lama Chandrakirti said, Tambu Ngashi, right from the beginning, we become attached to ourselves. So then from there, then my body, my possession, my house, my country, my religion, my tradition, my culture, then it goes on and on and on. Now you see why life gets more complicated. The minute you are born, you don't have that much. The minute you are born, you have done it. But when you grow up, so then so the ego or self-grasping mind also become more active. So then, it's not, life is not very complicated. Right from the beginning, when you're born, there's a limited number of complications, but that complication grows because we become like, again, we become more educated, then we become more serious, and more sophisticated. Then life becomes tense. So meditation that I've been explaining in the last couple of sentences, and that meditation mentioned like meditation should be like, like maybe baby or like a child or baby. So when they look at things, they are not very much worried about the details. They just look at, they're not very much worried about the detailed things, yet they just, there's not much tensions. So we look at things with very serious mind, so ready to judge and ready to have opinions, all kinds of things. When the baby look at them, they are not ready to judge, they are not ready to have opinions, they just look and they are not worried about the detailed things, but they just look around. So that's exactly what when we are like focusing on the space vision thought, that meditation should be like that. Baby watching at the things. Not much tension there, just be. The bird in the deep sky, the vulture or eagles, they are like not really moving their wings, they are kind of like floating like this. So they're like, and once in a while, they need some analysis, need to put some effort. Then after that, Chunjian color. So that's how the mind should be on that space between thought and mind. That's how the mind should be on the space between thought like that. It's not like all the time like this. If your mind is on that space between thought all the time like this, probably you'll fall down. When all the energy is invested, it needs to be like this, Then once a while, maybe if you, how do you say this?
But you could call it floating or gliding.
No, this one.
Oh, flap. Flapping.
Yeah. Flapping. So once a while, then you need flapping, few flappings, then you float. So we are not really floating. We are like all the time like this when we meditate. So then eventually they'll get tired. They only want this. They're like, in the beginning, you get so excited, go like this, all of a sudden, then you see one like the only one like that, then eventually, they'll fall apart. Chunjian, color, Bingxi Xiao. Chunjian, vulture, big bird. Ka, space. Ding is floating like that. Yeah, put some effort, then not continuously put effort like this. Yeah, need to put some effort, of course. So then there'll be time that not much effort. It's like need to flow. So then once a while, flapping. Yeah, few flapping, not just like this, few flapping then. Or like, babies looking at, not much worry about the details, just exactly like that. So this focusing on space between thought should be like that. Analyzing self is very important. So that because you have this you always have this I, you know, I. So that needs to be analyzed. You know? So when you don't find, it doesn't mean that I doesn't exist. Maybe that's how the self exists. Self doesn't exist the way you believe, way you experience, not just experience, then believe. Maybe that's how self exists, that you never experienced before. Now you're experiencing that. Okay, so then the second part of the question.
Well, the same person has a follow-up. Is the conclusion that there is a fundamental misunderstanding of the self, and therefore our perception of things that make us have unwanted feelings and emotions is not valid?
Yeah, that's fundamental misunderstanding of self. So we each of us need to analyze how you define self. If you think the self, yourself is the one you see in the mirror, mistake, ignore that mistake. That's not the self. Okay. So there's all the question. There's two parts. There's a second part.
The second part of his question was asking if you were saying that either there is an I or there's no I, or that there both is an I and there is no I.
No, there is I. You cannot, there's no I. That means you are falling into nihilism. There is I. I do exist. It doesn't exist exactly the way we experience. Therefore, we need to analyze. I do exist. You cannot say I don't exist. So then that's like nihilism. No, I do exist. And because I want to get enlightened. If I doesn't exist, then who wants to get enlightened? I do exist. Okay? Then,
okay, so there's another question. How do we find the object of refutation, the sense of I that seems so real but does not exist when we look for it?
That is the refutation of, this is the object of refutation. This is, we are not looking for, object of refutation doesn't appear with a hole and all kind of things. No. We are looking, not looking for something. Everything that appears to us, and unfortunately, is like we are not looking besides or looking for something very special to negate. No. So we are just analyzing our experience of self, how that's how you experience self. Technically, inherent existent self. That doesn't make much sense. So that's why, whatever ways you can analyze, like how you define yourself. You know, it's kind of tricky. So like, see, the minute you start to analyze, then the conclusion will be there is nothing to find. Risks, you may fall into nihilism. If not, so then not to worry. That may be how thing exists. It's merely level. It doesn't exist. So right now, of course, there's big problems. When we focus on absence of inherent existence, we can correspond with that. We lose a sense of conventional reality. We lose that sense of conventional reality. So when we focus on the conventional reality, then we lose the understanding of absence of inherent existence. So this needs to be good. That's why form is emptiness. Emptiness, form is not other than emptiness. Emptiness is not form other than form. It means like one coin, two sides. Now it's two separate coins. There's a problem. It's not two separate coins. It's one coin and two sides. One is called conventional reality. One is called ultimate reality. It's the one coin. It's not two separate coins. The Lama Tsongkhapa said it very clear in the three principles, expect the path to enlightenment. right now it's a province. Many of you start to think about the absence of inherent existence, and we lose the notion of conventional reality. When we focus too much on conventional reality, then we lose the ultimate reality. So till we can, I exist because I is absence of inherent existence. Therefore, I exist. Well, you can say it from mouth quite easily, but when you think about it, it's not that easy. You could say, usually we don't, it's kind of hard. I exist because, the reason, very reason, because I is absence of inherent existence. Does that make sense? I exist because it is absence of inherent existence. Oh. Self is absence of inherent existence because it appears. See, these two things need to go to side by side. You can say like, now it's hard, this exists because it's absence of inherent existence. Yeah, it's easy to say from mouth, but when you really think, it's not that easy at all. So then you switch. You just switch like you say this piece of paper is empty of inherent existence because it appears. Even in our world it's hard to say, but nang appears, tong absence. Tong absence appears, so that needs to be good. These two words need to be can separate. You have to understand those two things together, simultaneously. Nang tong. So then the result, when you come out of that meditation, so then the concentration, the illusions, is nothing serious. Nothing, it's just almost like illusion. It's nothing serious. It's like almost like illusions. Meditative equipoise like space. Nothing, seeing nothing, looking at nothing, finding nothing. Meditative equipoise like sky or space. So then when you come out of that meditation, there's another concentration like illusions. You react things differently because your perceptions of things dramatically change. So these two terms are good to understand, it's good to know. Meditative equipoise like sky or space, nyamsha nangwata vitoni, jedo jumata vitoni means concentration like illusions. Post-meditation concentration like illusions. Any of you remember, Venerable Lamala, you remember term?
No, sorry. I have the three principal aspects, the fact of the path on. Is it in there?
It's good to look. It's good. This two term is good to know. But I've probably said it the same many times, but you may not recall. But Alexander, you remember the true term? Any of you remember, please you say, maybe any of you remember, maybe will help because of my English. I'm not sure. I said it in English, I'm not sure. Does that make any sense? So now, what is the meditative equipoise, the meditative equipoise like sky, what is that? That is when you analyze, you go through every part of your body, in the end, what, where you reach, your conclusion that you don't find anything that is called meditative equipoise like sky or space. This is what it's called. When you come out of there, so then you see things, you know, like it's not inherent. It's like imputed by your own mind, your perception. It's your perception. It's not something out there. It's like your perception. You it's labeled. Your perception is labeled. Okay, it's labeled. So like when you are born. Minute you are born, probably nowadays I'm not sure, like in my generation when you are born, you have no name. It takes some time to name the child. Because you go to some lama to ask their name. Parents don't name their children, you always go to some lama in your village to ask for name. So minute you are born, you have no name. Who are you? You are nobody. You are not you know, Gaelic, so it's my name. For example, it's my Gaelic. I'm not Gaelic. I'm not called Gaelic. I'm just called baby. That's all. So then the Lama give you name, oh, Gaelic. Choda. So then from then on, I become Gaelic Choda. It's because it's labeled on my body. It's called, somebody decided to call me Gaelic Choda. So that's how I become Gaelic Choda. That's not how I experience. I don't experience, oh, I was born, then I was called Gaelic Choda, so then I finished all my study, then I was called Gishi, you know, Gishi Haramba, whatever that's called. That's called, it's called. And before that, every 4 years, somebody here called president, you know, but that before, that person, nobody sees that person as a president. When that person is elected, then everybody sees the president. That president exists inherently? No, it's just level. Based on cause and condition. That person doesn't become president for no cause and condition, like all of a sudden just pop up as a president. No, because they went through the process and people level. Then after that, then you become, when you finish, then you become former president. It's all level. It's not, for our mind, it's like something inherent. So that's a mistake. Same thing, everything like fear, anxiety, stress, all of that, everything. This is important. So too important to learn this true term. True term. So maybe
Geshe-la, is it anything like the space-like emptiness of meditated equipoise?
That's the one.
Emptiness of the subsequent realizations from a song of experience?
Oh yeah, so there's one. Another one, now second one.
The illusion-like emptiness of the subsequent realizations. So that would be when you're out of meditative equipoise.
Second one should be called concentrations. Concentration. You have to jump out of things in concentrations.
Oh, not subsequent. Okay, so the space-like emptiness of meditated equipoise.
Oh, that's the first one.
And the illusion-like emptiness of concentration.
Oh, so that's a... there should not be, what emptiness should not be there. What emptiness should not be there. So I will find out, so then I will send also. It's good to know, okay, for sake of your meditations. So then what else?
Okay, some other questions, let me see.
Okay.
Here's one that was before you started, and it's not quite related to this, but the question is, why did Maitreya develop a lone bodhicitta?
Huh?
Why did Maitreya develop a lone bodhicitta? It doesn't entirely make sense to me.
Elon Bodhicitta. Excuse me, there's not beer, it's like water, it's like sparkling water. Elon Bodhicitta, I'm not sure what's Elon Bodhicitta.
Yeah. Let me ask if the person can.
Yeah, the Bodhicitta like a shepherd. Shepherd like Bodhicitta. Chundita Vistimji. Nyabata Vistimji. Like Bodhicitta like a boat. Captain of the boat. Jabut of Simji, the Bodhicitta like king. I don't remember Elon Bodhicitta, I'm not sure,
three of them. The questioner has explained more clearly, why did he practice Bodhicitta alone instead of surrounded by people?
You don't need people in order to meditate on Bodhicitta. You can meditate on Bodhicitta at home. You don't need to call all your neighbors to. So you can meditate on, connecting people with the mind, mentally connection. It's not like physical connections, mental connections. You could be living on, somewhere in mountain, the cave. In the somewhere in Himalayan mountains, middle of nowhere, meditating on Bodhicitta, very much meditating on Bodhicitta, but they have only wild animals, nobody else. So, but mentally, of course, need to be deeply connected to Bodhicitta. Okay, very good. Thank you very, very good questions. So, but mentally need to connect it.
Okay, I guess so there's another question. Sometimes when trying to generate compassion and do visualizations where we imagine Tara or Medicine Buddha or Compassion Buddha above the head of each being and bestowing blessings to relieve their sufferings, I think of all the individuals suffering so greatly and all the kinds of sufferings they face one by one with a Buddha above them. Then it becomes overwhelming to tune into the enormous amount of suffering occurring now and how many beings of all types are suffering so badly. What is a good way to deal with this overwhelm so it does not risk becoming an obstacle to doing meditations to generate more compassion?
You know that here in the West, sorry to say it, but here in the West that you are not encouraged to meditating on sufferings, no? You are not encouraged. You are encouraged to avoid. No, so, but situations you can't really avoid. You can just avoid to think about the situations. It doesn't mean the situation is going to disappear. So, to fix something in the house, first you have to find that something's wrong. You are not going to fix the roof if the roof is not leaking. The only reason that you are going to fix the roof because you find out it's leaking. Is there any benefit focusing on leaking? No. The question is what good comes out of that? What good comes out of knowing the roof is leaking? What good comes out of that? More likely, roof is going to be fixed. Buddhism is all about taking care of. It's to take care, it's not to make life more harder, it's to take care. So now, taking care of, some first thing you have to understand that something's not working properly, then you realize need to be fixed, then you will be fixed. If you don't find out there's anything to fix, why you fix, there's nothing to fix. is working all right, wonderful. So similar here. Yeah, of course, when you know, like, entering into Buddha's path, taking refuge is the main gate, main entrance, entering into Buddha's path. Meditation or bodhicitta is the main entrance of Mayana path. So, when you do refuge and bodhicitta practice, when you do refuge practice, you are supposed to visualize, you know, refuge fields. Mm. Yeah, first you visualize refuge fields. So of course then, as you said it's very well, you visualize not just yourself, if you are Mayana practitioners, you visualize all the beings is like dirt, like all around the bus, around you, like, you know, all the male figure on the right side, all the female figure on the left side. But then the side doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be right or left. So I don't take that very seriously. So it doesn't matter where they sit. So they are welcome to sit wherever they want to sit. It doesn't have to be right or left. But in the text you mentioned, I don't think that doesn't matter. So why is that? We should not argue. Like, which side? No, why the right? Why left? So you just let them sit wherever they want to sit. So the aspect is their own, like their dog, but for the purpose of the practice, they appear as a human being. In reality, they are what they are, you know. So then you lead them, all of them, you lead them to refuge in Bodhisattva prayer. When you say, then you visualize all of them saying. You know, so then you visualize that. So then, now, yeah, we can't pretend, oh, there's no problem. Yeah, there is problem. There's a lot of problem. No problem. So there's a lot of things to fix. Don't think like, oh, no, it's like, you know, the window is like not good. Sorry, there are a lot of things to fix. I'm not going to say, oh, everything is fine. There's problem lying. It's not good, you know. So you are not going to find any solution if you think everything is fine. There's a lot of problems. So first, nothing is, you know, general complication. As a samsara, general complication. That's how practice begins. You need to think about, you have desired help. So why you want help? Because this problem, that problem, there's many complications, that complication, many complications. All these complications that you need to liberate all of them, including yourself from those complications. In order to do that, first you have to understand what are the complications. Oh, there are like Lam Lim teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned very clearly, Lama Atisha, Lama Tsongkhapa. Well, many great masters mentioned very clearly, you know, 6 types of complications, 8 types of complications, there are many complications. There's something that we need to think. If you really want to liberate yourself, you have to think. Otherwise, there will be no genuine desire to liberate. You think, oh, everything's fine. Everything's not fine. You know? That's not how you liberate yourself. That's not how you achieve liberations. You achieve liberations by thinking, oh, there's something is wrong, so I need to fix. It's all about fixing things, you know, there's something I need to fix. Oh. So, first you think about, you know, like, nothing is certain. There's the first complications. Being as a part of samsara, nothing is certain. Second, nobody is content. Or does that mean I'm doing little things? No, we've been doing things. In my case, 50 years, we've been doing all kinds of things. No content. There's not much contentment. It's only your problem. No, there's a general complication of samsara, not being content. No. Then changing this body again and again, taking rebirth again and again, all of that. No. Oh, one may say, oh, I heard this many times. It's not about just hurting. not just knowing is not good enough. You need to think. In order to think first, you have to hear. If you don't hear, there's nothing to think. The very purpose of hearing them is to think. It's not just good, you know, I know this, I know that. No, it's not enough. It's, maybe you don't know. So see, like, one verse is like Narup, Master Narup or Telavan, one of them. I think like very educated, know everything, you know, very read everything, understood very clearly, but still not satisfied. But I was thinking to maybe finding something that could transform my mind, you know, not just. So then one day I think somewhere near the creek, reading a probably textbook, and one lady came to get the water. She asked, I think, I'm not sure, one of Master Naropa, Telopa, I'm not sure, maybe Telopa, Naropa, could be Naropa. Then lady asked, do you understand the word? And he said, yes, of course I understand, because he's very well educated. Lady started to dance, you know, sing a song and dance. And he thought, oh, that's kind of strange. Then lady asked, do you know the meaning? And he said, of course I know the meaning. Then she started to cry. Then he asked, why you are, when I say I know the word, you are like kind of like dancing and singing, kind of like, and when I said I know the meaning, you are crying, what is that? And says, you don't understand the meaning. And that's the meaning. So that says something, but there's something. So then he said, then eventually she said, okay, there are one master, you can go to visit him. So then probably give him one book. So there's the Vajra Yogini practice that lady give it to him. So then he went to the Lama. So the Lama said, why you're here? And so, one lady told me that you are calling me. So I didn't call you. And or even she gave me this text. And so, then Lama looked at his table. So then Lama said, oh, maybe the yogini steal my text. Stole or steal? The yogini is the one who steal my text. And this is just like, he said something like that. So then, no, I can't. So I cannot help you. So then the problem is not just like Master Naropa. I think it's the Master Naropa. Then sent it him to look for his Master Telopa. Telopa is the master that he looks. So then he went, every person he met on the street, he asked, are you Telopa? He was not. Every person he met, he asked, are you Telopa? So eventually, probably he interviewed somewhere in Nepal, now or there, modern day, somewhere in Nepal, interviewed there. One person sitting in front of the creek, catching fish and like just barbecuing there, eating that fish, catch the fish and eating right there. And Naropa thought, wow, this old man about to die, why is creating so much negative karma? So then that man turns out Telopa, but it doesn't appear as a master, it appears as a very ordinary being, you know. So then Telopa put all the fish bone together. They said, no sicknesses, no death. Blow, all of a sudden, all the bones jumps into the river. Then swims around. Then he thought, oh, maybe he's Telopa. Then Telopa right away said, no, I'm not Telopa. So then every thought is right. Telopa answers, oh, maybe he's not Telopa. Oh, no. Yes, I'm Telopa. Is there anything? Oh, maybe he's Telopa. He said, no, I'm not Telopa. So there's no. Forgot why telling the story. Forgot. Completely forgot why I'm telling the story. Middle of nowhere. There should have some link. So what we are talking now?
Isla, you were talking about before you can think, first you need to hear.
Oh, exactly. So, thank you. So general complication of samsara, there's a particular complication related to human being, 8 of them. Oh, these are the something that you need to think about on a daily basis. You know, otherwise that you will have a lot of unrealistic expectations, not knowing what are the complications associated with human beings, not knowing them. So then a lot of unrealistic expectations, you know, of course. So then when you think about that, so then you think, oh, now I want to liberate myself. I can't wait even a second. I really want to liberate myself. When you look around, everybody else going through the same thing. Since from beginning this time. So then you develop bodhicitta. That's called bodhisattva ever weeping. Bodhisattva ever weeping. Not because out of depressions. Yeah, because cry all the time, because kind of like when you think about the complication that beings go through, it's like overwhelmed. It doesn't make them depressed. It kind of like boosts their energy of bodhicitta. It boosts, it can increase the bodhicitta and like, oh, I'm not going to wait around somebody else. Dhammasi will take care. No, I'm going to do myself. I'm going to do every day. You don't want to do well or not. No. So, so then also think, whenever you feel overwhelmed, think about, yeah, you are as a meditation that you do, you are doing now on bodhicitta. So that bodhicitta, you know, bodhicitta will eliminate all the misunderstanding. Dunga Shichyapas, according to Lama Atisha, Lada the path composed by Lama Atisha. It will eliminate all the ignorance and it will eliminate all the difficulties, emotional difficulties. Then according to Mata Shanti Deva, you are riding up this powerful horse. That horse will bring you happiness to happiness. Even though you feel like kind of overwhelmed, but that horse is going to bring you to happiness, because you are trying to ride that horse. So that horse will not going to bring you to depression. It's going to bring you to happiness, You have to have faith. What Shanti Deva says, Chanjo Sinji Tashwini Dene Deva Devala. Chanjo Sinji Tashwini Deve Chunga Kunseve, Chanjo Sinji Tashwini Dene Deva Devala, Semiya Sushi Jilu Chus. You should not be feel down, feel lonely. So this horse, you have to have faith in that horse. That horse will bring you to happiness, Even though at the moment you feel overwhelmed, but there's no surprise, you know. So that people do feel, because that's why there's a Buddhist ever weeping. Also. But it will never bring you to depression. Not at all. Okay, so then maybe if you feel overwhelmed, maybe stop. So need to feel that every day you are doing very important meditations. Okay? So now time is over, and we'll stop here. So then see you next Sunday. Thank you very much for coming, all of you. So then, yeah, whenever you have a question, please send it to Dhammasi. When we meet at the center, we encourage people to ask. So, and first of all, you know, so it's something that needs to be think daily basis. When you think, you are meditating. Okay? Review meditations, analytical meditations, so then concentration meditations take place. Oh, okay? Yeah, and thank you very much, all of you. Have a nice Sunday. So see you next Sunday. So, alhamdulillah, dedication.
So we start with the dedication verses from Master Shanti Devas. May all beings everywhere, saved by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. And may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then the long life bearers, starting with the One for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Chenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then one for Sir J. Kinsir Rinpoche, Jason Losandelic. The one who masters his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatada. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. Then a long life prayer for Lamsop Rinpoche. You will uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live on. And then seven green tower mantras. For Geshe Gelug, Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you. Well, thank you.